Going live, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from Live X here in Manhattan. The Packers are 7-1. Pinch yourselves. It's real. It's happening. John, thanks for jumping in the chat. Hello to everybody jumping in the chat. Nags, hope your day is going well. My day is going well. Thanks for asking. Matt LaFleur speaking a little bit ago and, not offering up a whole lot, but sounds like the one kind of headline out of there health-wise is Brian Bulaga. He doesn't foresee it being an issue dealing with the hand going into next week's game out in L.A. facing the Chargers. Outside of that, not a whole lot of news, as he is wont to do on a Monday, but it's a good time to be a Packers fan, no doubt about it. You look snazzy, I guess. Yeah, just a little something. We had an event here in the studio today, so I wanted to look halfway decent for the folks outside the building coming in. Nagler, is there any way for me to listen to the radio commentary when I'm all the way in Oregon? Andy, yes, when you want, after the game, make sure you're on the iHeartRadio app. Find 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. And you can listen live. I've got to talk to them about getting the audio up on their website afterwards, because I've been waiting all day and it's still not up. Usually I'm able to post it on Cheesehead TV the day after the game. I'm sure it's the fact that it was a night game, very late prime time, etc., probably played into that a little bit. But usually most weeks I'll have the audio up for replay on the website sometime during the day. Defense, question mark, says Tony. Scaring me giving up those yards and points. Yeah, that was one thing LaFleur did address in regards to way too many explosive plays, continuously a problem in Green Bay. Now, that said, you got to look at who they were playing yesterday. Sorry, guys. There's no doubt that they were up against a lot of speed, a lot of playmaking ability. And yeah, it burned them a couple times. But again, as has been their MO, while they are giving up some explosive plays, they also do a really good job of clamping down in the red zone. I understand the idea of, okay, it's all right if we're giving up big chunks of yardage as long as we're limiting their scoring. But I'm with you. That does kind of give you a bad feeling about, it's only a matter of time until they face, say, an elite quarterback like Phillip Rivers next week, who is able to slice and dice them for points. But at the moment, they have done a really good job of bending but not breaking. And, week to week, it's kind of the same theme. So at this point, it's kind of their identity. They do feed off turnovers a little bit, and they do clamp down in the red zone. And those are the two positives that you just got to hope remain the case for the rest of the season. Let's see. Andy Reid showed how good. So many people jumping in here. Sorry, guys. Andy Reid showed how good of a play designer caller he is this weekend. Nick, yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. That guy is amazing. He is now, I believe, 3-2 in the five games where he has coached in Kansas City without his preferred starting quarterback. Aaron Jones, that is all. David, thank you for the super chat. Russell, thank you for the super chat. You said Aaron wasn't seeing the field. Could you elaborate? Appreciate everything you do. Russell, yeah, I mentioned that on Twitter a little bit ago. The book on Aaron Rodgers used to be don't ever blitz him because he will slice and dice you with his quick release and finding his outlets. There were a number of times last night where the Chiefs came after him with pressure and he didn't see his outlet and or threw the ball away or even rolled into pressure at one point. And while he was doing that, he had outlets really quickly off the line that he either missed or ignored. One, I think, was highlighted on the broadcast where he has Mercedes Lewis screaming wide open over the middle. If he just rises and fires, it's a touchdown. The other one was the Danny Vitale angle route where they send pressure, and yes, there's pressure up the middle, but all he has to do is stand there, deliver a strike, and Vitale's off to the races for a huge gain. Instead, he almost rolls into the blitz and then throws it away over Kumerow's head. Just moments like that where normally those are plays that Rodgers would make in his sleep. And for whatever reason, he was a little off last night when it came to recognizing things. And, some of that's a credit to Steve Spagnuolo, who did a really nice job as far as designing a game plan. But ultimately, Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers both, LaFleur calls most of the plays. Rodgers handles a lot of the two-minute stuff. I thought they did a really good job of taking advantage of what the Chiefs ended up giving them. And hey, he's not going to be Superman every night. And that's what's so great about this team is that he doesn't have to be. What about Alex Light? He looked pretty good, to be honest. Jacob, I thought he held up okay, especially considering the fact that he had to play both sides. He had to come in for Bakhtiari at one point, and then he came in for Balaga late. And I thought he held up well. I'm with you. And, you know, is he a world beater? Is he a frontline player? No. But he's the exact type of role player that you need to have step up in a spot like that. I mean, that's a really tough place to play. If you didn't notice, Balaga probably had his toughest outing of the entire season last night. Kansas City is no joke. They've got some talent, and that is a really, really tough place to play. It has been a house of horrors for the Packers historically. And I thought Light stepped in a really tough situation and held up admirably. On the crazy Williams TD, why go empty backfield on third and one? Why not, Mark? Because you've got all-world Aaron Rodgers. I don't hate that. I mean, that's modern football. Mostly, too, because you like the idea of putting the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands. I don't hate it. I mean, and don't forget, when you see those kind of calls and you see that, formations or personnel, et cetera, they have reams of information that lead to them, you know, going with certain calls or certain personnel groupings or certain formations, much more so than you and I have. So, you know, it's not something I tend to try to nitpick on too much. I mean, there are certain concepts and things that I'm not a fan of, like, say, the goal line fade. But for the most part, third and one empty, go for it. Make it happen. Has Balaga unblocked you on Twitter yet? No, that'll never happen. Last time I was in town, I was in the locker room, and he and Bakhtiari were walking by, and Bakhtiari said, "Hey, Aaron, what's up?" And blah, blah, blah. And we shook hands, and Balaga just ghosted me. Not a word. He is not a Cheesehead TV fan. I had a really good question last night, but drank it away. I like that. Demartel Gilbert, thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat. 33 wanted to be a dual threat, mission accomplished. You got that right. Absolutely was a goal, a stated goal this offseason that he wanted to be able to do it all, including staying on the field and obvious passing downs. And that's one of the reasons he worked so hard on his pass pro. And those results certainly look good. Are you disappointed Gutekunst made no moves today? No, I love this team. Not disappointed at all. I mean, and it's not over yet. Deadline hasn't come and gone yet. Jake, thank you for the super chat. Next, what happened to Kenny Clark? He's been almost invisible since the Broncos game, and a run D shouldn't be this bad with him in the middle. Yes and no. I mean, a lot of the action that teams have used have gone away from Kenny Clark. So in that regard, it's not like they're running over him. It's not like they're running through him. They're running away from him, which kind of tells you how good he is. Now, has he played up to his capabilities? Probably not. But you got to remember, he is dealing with two separate injuries and still playing at a decent level. So he's certainly not playing at the level we saw last season. But you got to remember, he is playing injured. There's no doubt about that. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. How insane is Corey going to be on Wednesday? I don't know. I just feel he's going to keep ramping it up and up and up and up as they keep winning. So be prepared. Why doesn't Balaga like you? Probably because I pointed out that he struggles with speed off the edge mostly in dome stadiums, which is something I put out on Twitter. I can literally only think that's the only thing negative I ever said about the guy. I mean, I've literally gone to war with people about how he is one of the best tackles in the league. And I just pointed out that that was a particular weakness of his. And then a little while later, I was blocked. So whatever. Is Pettin holding back? I don't see elaborate pass rushes like versus the Bears. Yes and no. I mean, part of that last night is because he's going against Andy Reid, and he knows Reid's going to have all sorts of bells and whistles and misdirections and things like someone was saying earlier. He's just an excellent play caller, so you don't want to get too elaborate. The other thing is you got to get teams in third and long. They got in there a couple times to get a third 12+, but a lot of times you want to get in those situations where you can really get exotic and send the house and or make the quarterback second guess himself. But against an Andy Reid coach team and a designed offense by Reid, you don't want to get too crazy. It can be frustrating at times to see him just rushing forward and dropping the back end into his zone. But that's the other thing. You got to deal with their speed. So, I think you'll see more exotics as the year goes on. I wouldn't categorize it as holding it back so much as playing the particular opponent, week by week. Stephanie, thank you so much for the super chat. Do you think the Packers will extend Jones eventually, maybe this offseason? But they got a lot of mouths to feed, so we'll see. Number one being Kenny Clark. But I think I'll be surprised if he is not locked up to a second contract at some point. Are you concerned? Let's see. Are you concerned that the Packers defense is going to struggle against run-heavy teams like the 49ers? No, I'm not concerned. It is certainly something they're going to have to prepare for. But, hey, got to go 1-0 every week, right? And this week, it's the San Diego, RIP, LA Chargers. Disgusting that Packer fans are talking crap about Martinez. He was out there with a club on. Well, Whiskey, to an extent, I agree. However, you go between the white lines, you're going to be judged accordingly. It's like the Kenny Clark thing. Yeah, you can say the caveat of, yes, he's playing injured, which Martinez most certainly was. But if you're out there, you can't be a detriment to your team. And Martinez, in particular, that play that went to the Kelce touchdown, got caught looking in the backfield at all the window dressing. I mean, that was a brutal play. Yes, he was gutting it out for the team, and that is admirable. But you still got to bring it. And I didn't think Blake had a particularly great game, but he was active, as he usually is. James, thank you for the super chat. Can't help but feel like Ty Montgomery would have been a great fit in this Matt LaFleur offense. What do you think? Yeah, it would have been fun to see him, but then we wouldn't have been able to see Aaron Jones go all crazy. And I love Jamal Williams. So, really, Ty, his time in Green Bay had come to an end, especially with that locker room moment that last week. Will Raven Green be back? That's a possibility. We'll see. They've used one of their allotted IR designated to return spots on Jay Sternberger. They have one more that they can use this year. He's probably a very good candidate. But before that happens, they're practicing Ibrahim Campbell these last couple weeks. They've got one more week to make the decision whether to activate him off PUP or lock him down on IR for the rest of the year. I think Campbell will come back and get into the mix sooner rather than later. Where is Tony Brown? Playing special teams, Jacob. Stefan, thank you so much for the super chat. Go Pack Go. Greetings from Germany to all of you. Shout out across the pond. Hello from New York City and from all over the world. What's your assessment of MVS at the halfway stage of the season? Oh, he's not getting a ton of opportunities, but I think he's coming along. I think he's still very raw, but I'd like to see him get a few more calls as far as being, plays designed for him. I mean, when he gets those big shot plays drawn up, Rodgers either underthrows him or misses him, but he's produced when called upon. He just hasn't got a ton of opportunities. I think he had 4 targets yesterday, 2 catches, maybe it was 3 targets, 2 catches. So it's not like he's getting fed the ball a lot. But I think more often than not, when he's called upon, he delivers. And I'd like to see that done just a little bit more. But coming along nicely, I think. Lazard played the most snaps at wide receiver this week, signed a bigger role. Yeah, Brandt, that's 2 weeks in a row now where he's played a lot of snaps. You have to think he's in line probably to take over that number two role, such as it is, when Devontae comes back. But again, I don't think he's ever going to be a featured guy as far as getting a ton of targets. Nobody is in this offense outside of Devontae, Aaron Jones, and Jimmy Graham. Those are your big three. Robin, thank you for the super chat. Very nice of you. Jimmy Graham can block. What? Ryan, I mentioned this on the postgame show last night. It's not something that's been talked about a whole lot this year. The narrative is set. Jimmy Graham can't block, et cetera, et cetera. But what isn't being talked about is how hard he has worked at it and improved. No, he's never going to be Mercedes Lewis. He's never going to be a guy who really gets out there and wows you with his prowess in the blocking game. But both in pass pro and in the run game, he did some really nice work last night. And that's a couple weeks now where he's done really good work blocking away from the ball. So, hey, we get down on Jimmy a lot for the drops and Rodgers always looking to him, etc. But you got to give the guy props. He is quietly away from the media, as he was fined $25,000 for not talking to the media prior to this week. He's quietly gone about his business. He's a pro's pro. And especially when it comes to the blocking, he has really worked hard to improve at it. Now, again, he's never going to be lights out in that part of the game. But props for being a pro. And even at his advanced age, still recognizing that he's got to work on something, and the results are on the field. You're just talking about it. He's really improved in that regard. But Jair's tackle was solid at the end. Tackling counts. Who would have thought it? Man, they needed more of that throughout the game. Jenkins looks excellent. Peter, I couldn't agree more. This kid, I mean, he's just stepped in and just not missed a beat. He looks like a 10-year vet. He's been really impressive. He's still going to have moments, of course, as a rookie, but for the most part, that is looking like a home run draft pick early on anyway. Aaron freaking Rodgers, that's it. That's the comment. I like it. Think Goody makes any moves? The question of the next 24 hours, right? I tend to doubt it, but you never know. I know Jay Glazer reported that they're looking at wide receiver help, making those calls. Got to think Robbie Anderson's probably one of the targets. But who knows? We'll see. I don't think he's going to go swinging for the fences with big-time draft capital, but maybe if he finds a bargain somewhere, maybe he makes a move. If LaFleur fires the special teams coordinator after one terrible season, is he our new god? Well, Whiskey, I wouldn't categorize this season as terrible yet for the special teams. Let's just chill on that. We've seen much worse, namely last year. I mean, for as non-dynamic as the return game has been, J.K. Scott had been killing it prior to last night. A little off, though, when it came to the old JK-47. But, you know, the nice thing that has turned around for the special teams is the lack of penalties. They used to be a penalty machine. Every single moment the special teams were on the field, it seemed, under Zook, they would be drawing some kind of foul. But now those have mostly disappeared. And that's a good thing. That's progress. As I said all offseason, if they're just competent, that's improvement. And to me, they're barely competent this year. Jake, thanks so much for the super chat. Get Jakeem Grant for the return game. Cut Shep. Well, Shep had another bad mistake yesterday, letting that ball bounce down to the two. But I think Jakeem, did I see he got moved today? I might have missed it. How do we fix the run defense? Play better. Up front. Better technique. So no different than what they needed to do heading into the Raiders game. And for the most part, they shored it up. They just need to play better up front. It's not like you're going to suddenly switch your scheme or bring in the cavalry, so to speak. They've got the horses to do it. They just need to play better. Do I think the Bears are going to get a kicker? I hope so. Just for the memes. Dante Pettis from the 49ers would be a nice trade target. Yeah, he's had not a rough start, but kind of a slow start in his NFL career, maybe a change of scenery. I saw that report saying he might be available now that they went and got Emmanuel Sanders out there in San Francisco. So we'll see. I mean, he would bring some explosiveness to the wide receiving group. There's no doubt about it. Did Oren Burks get any snaps? No, I don't believe he did. Curious. And I think B.J. Goodson had like 3 or 4. Only. Guys, so many questions here. You guys are amazing. It appeared Rodgers had MVS on that flea flicker if he would have stepped up in the pocket after getting the pitch from Williams rather than drifting back. Yeah, it's possible. The one thing that bugged me about that was just if they didn't let it develop long enough as the run portion of it. You know, the whole idea is to suck up the linebackers, get the safeties to bite because it looks like a run. But when you hand it off and then immediately turn around and toss it back to Rodgers, you're not fooling anybody. So, yeah, the pocket manipulation maybe would have helped, but I just thought the design wasn't great. That's just me. Can Josh Gordon be our 2019 Andre Rison? That'd be pretty crazy, but I would be very, 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 very surprised if Brian Gutekunst brought Josh Gordon into the locker room. Just doesn't seem like a very Gutekunst kind of move, but I've been surprised before. I could be surprised again. MVS dropped one yesterday and play action wasn't utilized much. Thoughts? Well, as LaFleur said, they didn't really get the run game going until that final drive, so it's hard to really work your play action game too much. But it just wasn't in the cards as far as how they thought it was, you know, the best way to go about trying to beat that defense. And as far as MVS had a drop, so what? He also had a catch for a first down. sometimes guys drop it. Davante Adams had a lot of drops his second year, too. He turned out all right. McCarthy, that's what it's like. I love touchdown Jesus. I do too. It's kind of funny that he has two catches in the first drive and then never caught another ball the rest of the night. Let's see. If the Pack does trade for a wide receiver, who on the current roster is the odd man out besides Ryan Grant when Adams returns? Ryan Grant, he'll probably get cut. Maybe Shepard. Sullivan is really improving. Is he the next Tremont Williams, undrafted gem? Woo, that's a big jump. He's certainly showed out, though, these last couple weeks. He had that big, big third down breakup to Travis Kelce to force a punt, which essentially salted the game away after the Packers drove out from under their goal line there. But yeah, he has played much better from scrimmage here in the regular season than I saw either in camp or in preseason. Absolutely promising, very promising start. I think there's a long way to go, though, before we start comparing him to Tremont Williams. Why didn't they trade for Leonard Williams? Because they didn't want to give up two draft picks for a guy who's been severely underwhelming given where he was drafted and his physical abilities? That would be my guess. How bad is Bulaga's injury? Mike, sure, the way LaFleur talked about it, sounds like there's no question he'll play next week. So we'll see. We'll see what Brian has to say about that when the locker room is open on Wednesday. Not letting Hill beat us over the top was huge. That doesn't happen to Hill much. Great game plan, keeping everyone short. Trent, that was the thing. It was frustrating to watch in the moment, but you're absolutely right as far as playing that kind of two-shell zone, at least on the top, and keeping everything in front of them. Yeah, you're going to give up some stuff, but you don't want to be susceptible to that huge play. There was one play where King, I think Collinsworth mentions it on the broadcast, where he says it's like the one time they played single high safety, and Kevin King is like 20 yards off, and he's just backpedaling from the moment the ball is snapped. You know, he's like, I'm not getting beat deep. And Hill did catch the ball for a first down. But, yeah, for the most part, they did do a good job of keeping Hill somewhat contained. You know, they had the one deep shot that Adrian Amos broke up with the, you know, perfect arrival right as the ball got there. Will Devontae play next week, do I think? It sounds like it's trending that way. I still think he's a week away. That's just my guess. I've said the entire time I thought the Panthers game was the target. We'll see. It'd be a nice addition. Be nice to get him back. I tend to believe, though, they'll bring him back at Lambeau rather than on the road. Gary had a great rep. I thought almost sacking more. He had some nice stuff last night. On Zadarius' first sack, actually, he does a great job of bull rushing the tackle. But yeah, I agree. He needs to play more. Right now, in last night's game, Fackrell had twice as many reps, you know, and Fackrell's playing well. Don't get it twisted. I think he's doing a good job, but you'd like the 12th overall pick to see the field at some point. And I think it's time. It's been time. Unleash the beast. Let the kid play. Also, you're asking the Smith brothers to play a whole hell of a lot. Both of them went down at one point last night. Give them some rest. I know they want to be out there. I know they're your lead dogs, etc. I get all that. But let the kid play, let the kid develop, and give your big guys some rest. You're going to need them this long, long stretch here. We got a whole another half of the season to go and hopefully the playoffs. So I hope we see more Gary as the year goes on. Jake, thank you for the super chat. Lazard's blocking a factor on his snap count rise. Well, it doesn't hurt. That's one of the things that LaFleur talked about this summer. He talked about it every day. The ability to block in the running game for wide receivers is paramount in this offense. And they did not have a good start in that regard, any of them, including Devontae, at the beginning of the season. But that has really improved as the year's gone on, and Lazard is a big part of that. Justin, thank you for the super chat. If someone wanted to cover sports for a living, what would be your advice? Don't. Really, don't be beholden to anybody else. Create your own thing. That's what we did at Cheesehead TV. Now, we sacrificed a lot. We've, you know, been doing it a long time. But I've seen lots of people come and go. I've seen lots of people get into the business and then get out. For the most part, read everything, write every day, consume everything, you know, got to eat, sleep, and breathe it. to the detriment of pretty much everything else in your life. And then maybe you'll make a career out of it. Yeah, it's just the way the landscape is at the moment. And, you know, more than anything else, like I said, create your own thing. Find the oxygen. Find some place where not a lot of people are doing whatever it is you want to do or cover whatever you want to cover, and create your own little world. That's, you know, I mean, the media conglomerates have bought everything up, and you see things like Sports Illustrated. These, you know, content creators are now at the whims of pencil pushers and people with spreadsheets, and you're just a number, you know? All the newspapers are owned by like two conglomerates, you know? That's why people gravitate to something like Barstool, because it's people are just making content. But ultimately, they're, you know, kind of bought and paid for too. They've got fundraising that they've got to do eventually. You know, be your own boss, do your own thing, create your own thing. And you do that by sticking your head down and just doing the work every single day. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Analytics wonks claim Rodgers not elite yesterday. Well, yes and no. I don't think that's what they were saying. I thought I saw the one PFF guy saying that he was maybe wasn't quite as good as maybe some were suggesting. And he did have some rough throws, some rough reads. And that's okay to say. I don't think that was terrible. It is kind of funny, though. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was still playing at a high level. And to suggest that he was some, like, scrub last night is kind of ridiculous. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with pointing out when Rodgers misses something or, you know, isn't maybe quite the superstar, all-world god that everyone wants to make him up to be all the time. Daniel, thank you for the super chat. I think we've underrated Packers beating teams coming off a bye. Lions and Raiders and mini bye. Chiefs 3 weeks in a row. Pretty impressive. Daniel, I know it's been talked about in the building, and I know they're anxious to get away from that trend. It'll be nice when they have their bye week heading into that San Francisco game. There's no doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. You guys are absolute legends. Almost 600 of you here on a Monday afternoon after the Packers go to 7-1 on the season. Pinch me. Am I dreaming? No, I'm not. It's reality. The Green Bay Packers are in first place. Thank you so much, everybody. Hit like, hit subscribe. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you like what we do at Cheesehead TV, consider giving us $5 a month over on our Patreon, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It supports not only the video side, but everything we do with the website. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night.